This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lewitt. So joining me in the studio is Purdue President Mitch Daniels. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Appreciate being asked.
We want to talk about a couple of things. And the first would be, most recently, the Naples Alumni Weekend. Was this your first big, quote-unquote, meeting with the alumni?
I've had a lot of meetings with alums, but it was certainly my first meeting of that kind with the so-called President's Council, our truest, bluest supporters. And it was a great experience. They came together not only for fellowship and to get caught up on events at the school, but for some genuine education. It was fun to drop in, as I did, to three or four of the classroom sessions where some of our faculty administered a little continuing education. I learned some things, and I know the alums present did too.
What did you hear from them? Anything new? Anything different?
You know, I don't know that I've got the best gauge for this yet. I might be too easily impressed and uplifted, but it was a very upbeat meeting, and they had the biggest attendance that they've had, or I think with the possible exception of the year that President Jischke retired, they said, and a lot of spirit. Now, I'm going to give a lot of credit for that to Coach Hazel, who was there with us a good part of the time, and there was great interest in talking to him, of course, but in just every conversation, and I had lots of them. People are proud of Purdue, excited about its prospects for excellence, and want to know how they can help.
Also this week, a child care survey came out to the faculty and staff and graduate students here, and this is sort of an ongoing effort of the Child Care Task Force, but you said you wanted a little more forward momentum, I guess?
Right. During the 6 months, a very fortunate 6 months for me that I had to get somewhat prepared for the new job. As you know, I think I was up here 13 different days in addition to lots of other research and field work and had many hours, I think probably 7 hours or more of open forums, college by college and with some of the administrative groups. And I was struck the first time childcare came up as a possible shortfall here at the university. And then when it came up a second and a third time, I just made a big note, let's jump on that and see. I was a little surprised just because the need for it at a place like this, full of professionals, a lot of young professionals with children, faculty and so forth, is pretty obvious. But I was just listening and clearly hearing that maybe demand had outrun supply. And it should be an addressable problem. So we're out to address it.
And it was remarkable to me, I think, within a few hours of the survey being open, roughly 1,500 responses already.
Yeah, that should be some sort of indicator that that we have, let's just say, an opportunity to do better. So I don't know which way we'll address it, but there are plenty of options here. There are people who do an excellent job of this as a business and can, I don't think we'll have any trouble getting a menu of possibilities once we see how big the unmet need is.
Is there a timeline then for the task force to come up with recommendations or a report?
Whatever it is, I'm going to try to make it shorter. You know, I think particularly in an area like this, let's move quickly. I mean, we do need to get, in essence, the market research done, which they're doing now. But as soon as we get a sense of that, we ought to be able to move at maybe a little faster speed than some things do around here.
I want to talk to you a little bit about your letter, your open letter to the campus that you sent out, I think, the first week you were on board. And one of the things that stuck out to me is the realization of the unnecessary spending. And every $10,000 is really a year of schooling for a student here. What reaction have you gotten to the letter in general and that phrase particularly?
The reaction has been, first of all, very extensive, not just here in the Purdue family, and that's who the letter was meant for, but around the state and around the country. I couldn't forecast it how it would ricochet all over the place and was quoted in all sorts of places and editorialized about and still going on. While we were in Florida for the meeting you and I just discussed, some columnist down there devoted his whole weekly submission to this. So I think that, of course, the issues I was raising, including but hardly limited to care in spending, do cut across almost all of higher ed, and so maybe that shouldn't have been too surprising. But on the specific matter of being more careful with our spending, the point here is that we will all, I hope, here at Purdue, want to embrace an ethic that says we are here for the students first and foremost. And if over time we have done things that are no longer necessary, or we have drifted into practices that could be more efficiently done, then let's remember what's at stake. And that's the ability of students. I'm particularly thinking about students from modest circumstances or middle-income families who, at today's levels, even though I think Purdue is a great value, but at today's tuition and fees levels, there are a lot of students who are struggling, and we owe it to them to ask ourselves every day, was that necessary, or is there some better way to do a necessary thing? And if we can get everybody involved, here's the good news from my look around so far. If we can just get everybody, I mean all the colleges and all the people who have some say about how dollars are spent, to start with the student and work back to how do we keep this place accessible and affordable. There's a lot we can do, and it won't change in any noticeable way the Purdue we know.
My interpretation, and right or wrong, it seemed that maybe non-academic or non-core academic units or departments might want to be on the lookout. Is that fair?
I hope every department will be on the lookout. I mean, absolutely. It wouldn't be any different in any entity. A first question is, what are we here for? We are here to prepare students for successful lives and to do research that changes the world and to take that out as we can and make some real tangible difference. Now, anything that doesn't directly deliver those three outcomes may be very important, but we've got to ask ourselves that question, you know, is it really necessary, or is it a must-do or a nice-to-do? And even if it's a must-do, are we doing it in the best way? Now, I think it's pretty important to say that the academic units, and we are going to try to make certain the place is concentrated on them, but they have a part to play too, because many of the things that we do here, we do in not one place, but in 11 or 12. And it could be that there could be a little more collaboration with the happy outcome, if it succeeds, that we free up resources for investment in new faculty, better teaching, better facilities for our core purposes.
Vice President of Marketing and Media announced she's leaving in a few months. And I was thinking back to when President Cordova came in, there was some change in the top, the vice presidents, the executive vice presidents. Do you foresee any other departures or reorganization at the cabinet level?
I think some is probably inevitable over time, and some may happen to us, not by us, so to speak, because good people are sought after, and whether they are faculty or in other posts. But by now, I hope it's obvious, a month and a few days in, that going to want to proceed carefully and thoughtfully. And I'm meeting great people everywhere, and this is not a place that's somehow broken, need of immediate top-to-bottom overhaul, quite the contrary. But I think you can expect in a measured, and as I said, I hope a thoughtful way, that we'll make certain changes. And you know, I will say that there's some curious ways of organizing around here. I run into a lot of people. I say, oh, great. Well, where do you work? Well, I have a report to so-and-so, but I have four dotted lines to all these other people. And it could be that we've accumulated a little bit of irrationality over time.
So some streamlining maybe likely.
Maybe, but carefully.
Last thing I wanted to talk to you about was last week, Governor Pence called a meeting of the colleges and universities presidents of the public institutions. Did you get anything directive-wise from the governor, or was this just a friendly start of his term meeting?
I would say it was the latter. I attended by phone, so I didn't see body language and all, but it was a very convivial meeting. I can claim paternity for this meeting, I think. When I had that other job, given my interest in higher ed and its importance to the state, I began holding those meetings in my first year, and to my surprise, discovered nothing like them had happened before. The university presidents from our public schools had never been invited, they said, to sit down together with the governor. We did it a couple, three times a year anyway throughout. And I very much encouraged the new governor, and I was careful with advice, but when he asked, I said, you really ought to do that. I got a lot out of it. I thought the university presidents seemed to appreciate the chance. So I thought it was a great signal that he had one so early in his tenure. He certainly indicated a strong appreciation for the importance of higher ed and our public universities in particular. Everybody got a good full say, and I look forward to many more such conversations.
Purdue President Mitch Daniels, thanks so much for coming in.
Anytime. Thanks a lot.
Hope to make this a monthly occurrence.
I'm at your service.
Okay. You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzow.